Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome, listeners, brothers and sisters, to the New Africa Business Association, especially listeners from the Black Wall Street USA. You are reaching us through the blogtalkradio.com. You can also reach this program by dialing 657-383-1372. This radio show comes to you every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Both the New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA have several avenues available to you to reach out to them at any time. As this program continues, you will hear the telephone numbers, the email addresses, and the website. So make sure you have your paper and pen right next to you. We have a great lineup for you tonight, but we'll be back to introduce our lineup in less than 1 minute.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Again, we are back, and tonight we're going to introduce our experts. We have experts for you. They're going to present a series that starts tonight and continues. We have as our expert the National Director of Black Wall Street USA National Women's Council. We have Gina Baker, Baker Financial Services. We have our expert educator, Bernice Bynum Swan. We have our expert entrepreneur, Joyce B. Williams. And, of course, yours truly, Shalor Ann Carey Williams, attorney at law. I am going to welcome everybody who's here. Hello, listeners. Hello, host. How are you tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank
everyone.
You. Everyone.
Good
thank
evening.
You. Thank you. We're going to have you introduce yourselves to our listeners, and I think we'll just start with our National Director of Black Wall Street USA National Women's Council, Eartha Stone.
Greetings, everyone. Blessings be upon each of you. I pray that everyone is safe and their families are safe during this corona epidemic. I honor God on this evening for this amazing opportunity to collaborate with such powerful, influential group of African Americans. My name is Director Eartha Stone. I am the National Director of Black Wall Street USA, National Director of the Women's Council, under the directive of Dr. Michael Carter. I'm located in Texas. I'm happily married to my husband, Eartha Stone, and he and I both live in a small community of Point Blank, Texas. We have 3 daughters and a total of 11 grandchildren. Now, we have been married for about 40 years, and I am a born-again, baptized believer, a teacher, and minister of the gospel of Christ. I graduated from Huntsville High School and attended Massey Business College. I bring to this round table 40 years of experience in bookkeeping for Stone's Construction Company. I retired from the Texas Department of Human Services, better known as the food stamp office, in which there I worked. In I worked for that agency for roughly about 34 plus years. I currently own a subdivision and a mobile home park, and my goal and vision is to build a center in honor of my mother who has dementia, and that's just one of the initiatives that I'm working on. But on tonight, what I want to introduce to each and every one is the Vibe Ride, which is through iBoomerang. It's a ride share initiative, and as I far stated, it's through iBoomerang. But any and all of you that are interested, you may contact me via email at eartha_stone@yahoo.com, or you can feel free to give me a call on my cell number, which is 936-661-7491, and I will send you an iBoom that goes into detail with a small video that tells you a lot about the Vibe Ride program. And any and all of those who are interested in becoming a part of this movement in Black Wall Street, and which we're promoting entrepreneurs and encouraging and supporting each and every one. And in order to become a member of the Black Wall Street movement, you can go to blackwallstreet.org/ and join. And basically, Ms. Shalor, that's pretty much what I have. And I know we're going to be doing this over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. So if anyone has any questions, don't hesitate. Feel free to give me a call.
All right. I truly appreciate that. Now, just tell us when someone can contact you. When? How soon? Do they have to wait for a period of time before you can be contacted?
Oh, no, no. Currently, we are launching the Vibe Ride in various cities. Now, of course, you know, because of the epidemic, some of the cities are not opening, okay? But they can give me a call at any time, and we can sign them up, direct them to the website in which they can sign up on their own. And that website is Eartha, all lowercase, Eartha, drivers, Drivers, all one word, .iBoomerang.com. And up at the top right-hand side, you will see my name, Eartha Stone. To the right-hand side of that, you can select join and pay your membership, and we will send you the video with the information that you can take a look at it. You can sign up to be a driver, or if you like, you can just sign up for the membership for the travel, in which we've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks. iBoomerang has a travel package that consists of hotel stay with discounts, rental cars, and again, you can purchase the membership to drive, and you will receive residual as the driver drives and as your customer rides. So there's three to four different ways that you can be paid in this particular program.
All right. That is fabulous. And, of course, everybody knows you can also contact the New Africa Business Association to get more information as well. You go to the website, New Africa Business NewAfricaBusinessAssociate.com. I'll get that a little better next time. And next, we need to hear from our expert educator, Bernice Bynum Swan.
Well, good evening, everyone. And I want to thank both the New Africa Business Association radio blog show and its Black Wall Street USA affiliate for allowing me the honor to join my fellow co-hosts in this very exciting endeavor. I am Bernice Bynum Swan, and I am a retired educator as a high school English teacher with nearly 40 years of experience. Not only am I an educator, I am also an entrepreneur, Black historian, Black scholar, author, public speaker, lecturer, playwright, media and YouTube presenter, and most recently, I have become involved in fashion design. To take a few minutes, share with you about my background now and about my educational mission. As an educator, I know the power of education, and I acknowledge all of those who made my life and my career a success, beginning at my early childhood in segregated schools. I can credit my parents, my outstanding Black teachers, dedicated Black mentors, and a strong Black community of leaders for encouraging me against all odds to persevere despite the disadvantages intended for my segregated elementary school, segregated high school, and my formerly segregated land-grant Black college, all unfortunately perceived at that time as inferior colored schools. My appreciation for education became apparent from my earliest years, where I was valedictorian for my eighth grade graduation class, and in high school, I was a member of the National Honor Society. In 1968, I earned my Bachelor's of Arts degree in English education from Delaware State College, where I also received the distinguished recognition in 1967 to become a member of Who's Who in American Colleges and Universities. While attending Delaware State College, I joined the esteemed Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Also in 1997, now the Delaware State University, I also completed studies to pursue my master's degree in curriculum and instruction. Later in my teaching career, I again was honored with several times in the highly acclaimed yearbook, Who's Who Among America's Teachers. Wow. My education background has earned me many awards and recognitions during my teaching career, including my High School Teacher of the Year recognition, 1993, four Outstanding Teacher Awards, 1985, 1983, and Dedicated Teacher Service Award, 1994. Before I retired 13 years ago, I taught in urban middle schools, urban and suburban high schools, a performing arts high school, adult continuing education program, minority engineering program, alternative learning program, detention center, safe and drug-free schools liaison programs, and a correctional prison reform program. Some of my other career and community involvement include such services as participating on several scholarship committees, school improvement programs, race relations seminars and workshops, the University of Pittsburgh's Race Relations Network, multicultural workshops, rites of passage youth programs, NAACP, Academic Education Committee, and many other academic and as well as community affairs. I am founder and owner of my own business, Lifetime Associates, which offers a research-based educational and informational community service. My business also affords me the opportunity to do public speaking, lectures, workshops, and YouTube presentations, as well as continue my extensive original writings, which I look forward to publishing in an anthology featuring my own poetry, my own plays, my own essays, my own editorials and speeches, short stories, anecdotes, aphorisms, and other genre. By the way, one genre is an original.
Wow.
In addition, my Bible studies and research have afforded me several copyrights that I present in a lecture series. And also, I have finished a YouTube presentation on how the Bible relates to Black history. As a matter of fact, I called the Bible a Black history book, the best Black history book. As well, my dream and intent now is to find someone who can help me to promote any or all of my three original plays. And those plays are geared towards entertaining as well as informing audiences of all ages. And yet another venture of mine that I am now excited about pursuing is fashion design. It's already copyrighted, but so now I also am looking for someone in the clothing industry to help me take that idea, which is now only in its copyright stage, and hopefully be turned into and designed into apparel. And now
you have come.
You were saying?
I was just saying you have come to the right place. The New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. You're in the right place, Bernice.
Thank you. I'd like to share my outline for my education presentation.
Don't give them too much because we want them to call in again.
Okay, well, believe me, with the lineup, they will be able to call in on any of these topics that I mentioned. Feel free to get back in touch with me because there are many, and there is no way they can be covered in any short period of time. Well, education is just that extensive. And so now, from the standpoint of education, this is what I have in mind. My presentations will relate to education so that I can share some ideas about the opportunities to implement effective ways to educate our children as well as our adult selves, and in fact include how this impact of the threatening coronavirus on the Black community may meanwhile ironically afford our Black community an excellent opportunity to accomplish this goal. First, I hope to brainstorm some approaches for achieving the goal and then follow up with a plan to eventually initiate a nationwide incentive to effectively teach our young people as well as ourselves. And so the presentation will, and the presentation will be designed to inform, motivate, and inspire ourselves about what we in the Black community need to know regarding the difference between education and knowledge, two different things, and then establish how both can best use education to our advantage for the good of the Black community. So what I have in mind is, let's establish what is education. Why do our children need education? Who best qualifies to teach our Black children? And exactly who is determining the type of education to be acquired by our Black children? And finally, how do we in the Black community determine the best practices and approaching to educate our own Black children?
Wow.
Now,
yes.
Shalor, if time permits, I broke those down into the avenues in which the listening audience can get back to us with which ones they think I should start out with, and then in order of priority as the weeks go by, we can go with what the listening audience emails back to us or calls in about what they would like to hear or what they think is the best thing for us to start out with. Parents as teachers, homeschooling and its aspects as well as its banes, how to identify a child's learning style or a child's learning style, how to establish a process for learning, develop a curriculum designed to educate Black youth, identify best approaches for online learning, monitor education in prisons, address adult education as an ongoing process, utilize retired teachers as resource gold mines for learning. We sit back and we sip our coffee, and nobody even knows we exist, and you're losing an entire gold mine. Go to those retired Black teachers. They retired. They are the walking encyclopedias and our knowledge base. Put education into practical use, specifically where Black money matters, the indispensable value of the Black dollar. Implement a nationwide effort for wise consumerism, as well as investment in and support of Black-owned businesses. Reveal media's impact on our children. Reach out and teach our homeless and at-risk children. Promote rites of passage programs as a necessity for Black youth. Fulfill an ever-growing need for Black educators. Specifically, fulfill a desperate need for Black male educators and Black male role models. Establish a year-round
How will they get in contact with you, Bernice?
Okay, dear. And so let me give out that information. Two ways, please, because we are working jointly. First, please email the New Africa Business Association at gmail.com. Now, that is lowercase letters, all one word, NEWAFRICABUSINESSASSOC at gmail.com. My own business address, this is my email business address, is Lifetime Associates. That's all one word, lowercase letters, LISE. TIMEASSOCIATES at yahoo.com.
I can't wait until this starts next week to get this series started. Thank you so much. Now
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We'll move to our expert entrepreneur, Joyce B. Williams.
With the name Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Good evening. Black Wall Street, in collaboration with the New Africa Business Association, is excited to be a part of the vehicle of getting words of opportunity out to us, the people. My name is Joyce Williams, and I completed my undergraduate degree in oral communications with an emphasis in public relations. I continued on to complete the requirement and received a MED, Masters of Education, from the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma. My career background includes 30-plus years in the public relations field, with positions both paid as well as volunteer. An opportunity to become a part of the Welfare to Work team, where we were responsible for placing more than 10,000 participants in various training programs to include work experience exposure, vocational as well as technical school training, college and university placement, and there were those who were ready were immediately placed in job placement as well as on-the-job training opportunities. Tonight I have chosen as my topic of discussion the power of entrepreneurship. Although I've been able to assist others with their career goals, it has always been my passion to be self-employed. Yes, I want to be an entrepreneur. Long before there were malls or large shopping centers, people displaying their goods and services filled their cars, trucks, wagons, and other transportation modes and presented them to people in their communities, townships, as well as the rural areas of town. Entrepreneurship has been with us as long as there has been a need for the exchange of goods and or services between members of any society. Someone, in some manner, has supplied those particular needs. It is with the spirit of the early entrepreneurs who were busy conducting business as usual on that fateful day, May 31st, 1921, that changed the lives of many on that dreadful day in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which came to be affectionately known as Black Wall Street. Ladies and gentlemen, on that day, there were more than 40 blocks of thriving African-American businesses. I mean, can you imagine 40 blocks on Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where more than 35 blocks of businesses were destroyed, devastating the whole town. There were more than, like I said, 35 blocks of businesses, which included attorney's offices, doctor's offices, dentists. They had schools. They had a junior college. They had theaters, grocery stores, things that we could only imagine that we would have all in one area at one time in this current day and time.
George, can I interrupt you for one minute? I want all of you to know that my board is blowing up with calls coming in. This is a fantastic introduction to our public. But I just want you to know we got some calls and we're going to have some questions. Just this board is blowing up. All right, go ahead.
I'm about to give it a wrap. Our entrepreneur family in Tulsa, they had the right approach to the definition of economics, of how to distribute goods and services to their communities. And should you have that passion or that endeavor to pursue entrepreneurship, please feel free to contact Joyce Williams at New Africa Business Association, and I will be more than happy to assist you in any means and ways that I can. At the same time, please stay tuned in part two of our entrepreneurship as well as education and other means and areas of becoming all you can be. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joyce. I know we have listeners out there, and if there's anybody that wants to have a question at this time, you can present the question right about right now. Okay, we just have listeners. We don't have any questions. Keep your pen and pencil handy so that you can make sure you take down the telephone numbers and websites that are being introduced to you tonight. Our next expert is Gina Baker of Baker Financial Services. Gina, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. We're introducing ourselves again to the public and starting a series. So you can let them know what your series is going to be in the future, but introduce yourself quickly to our audience.
Yes, my name is Gina Baker. My company is Baker Financial Services, located outside Atlanta, Georgia, in Dallas, Georgia. And the services I offer to small businesses is accounting, bookkeeping, and taxes. So, of course, right now, very busy. working with trying to save some of my small businesses to get them some of this loans or unemployment or whatever they need. Because without them, I wouldn't be in business. So I'm working with a lot of clients in the next couple weeks and trying to keep them informed as to, you know, what's happening with the financial aspect of what's next after we come out of this. You know, trying to work with some budgets and all kind of things and trying for them to keep ahead of or keep informed and ahead of how to be in business after the coronavirus.
All right. That's good. Now, did I miss any team members? You know, this is our team, our special team to the New Africa Business Association and to the Black Wall Street USA. Did I miss any team members? Do I have any questions?
Go ahead. May have not missed any team members, but I would like to ask for Bertha to spell that boomerang, because I don't believe that spells the way that we traditionally spell the word.
Oh, that's a good idea. Great. Bertha?
Okay. Can you hear
okay.
me? Oh, yes.
We can hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I had my phone muted.
Okay.
Is this the question?
If you would go to.
Hold on, Eartha. This is question time, and our director has been asked to spell boomerang. Go ahead, or spell the whole whole program.
Okay. In order to join the iBoomerang Vibe Ride program, you have to come in through one of the representatives. And I don't know if I made that really clear, or if Jeremy explained that during our last week's session.
Just give
but
them your contact
information. Okay. Then you would contact me via cell phone at 936-661-7491. And that's 936-661-7491. Now, to go to the website, you would go to Eartha, E-A-R-T-H-A, Drivers, D-R-I-V-E-R-S, all one word, lowercase. That's EarthaDrivers.iBoomerang, which is IBUUMERANG.com.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, now this is question time. So anybody has a question, please identify yourself and ask your question.
This is Carol Wolfman in Washington, D.C., the president of the Organization for Training Others in Need. And I just was excited to see that the New Africa and Wall Street Business Association was presenting this program this evening. I just want to give a shout out to all the other listeners. I have worked closely for almost 20 years with Gina Baker Financial Services in Dallas, Georgia. And I mean, the service is incredible. My organization is going into 28 years. And I mean, this young lady, she's much younger than I am, is awesome as a businesswoman. And the same thing, Williams, over the years, legally, we've had to work with Shalor Williams, another fantastic person. And when I saw the program today, I just couldn't believe that that we were going to be have a dialogue with these wonderful business women. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the two participants, especially. I know them personally, have done business with them for years. Extraordinary.
Well, let me tell you, Carol, I think you're joining the team after I get through talking to you this week, because you are fabulous. So you give a shout out to yourself. Would you please introduce yourself to the public, let them know what you do and how to get in contact with you and your business. And we'll be talking again next Wednesday. But go right ahead. You're fabulous.
Will do. Will do.
You got, yeah, well, you're going to give them a little tidbit of your...
All right. This is Carol Mookman. I had an arts organization, educational organization. We also do job training. This is going into our 28th year. We have thousands of our students who are now in jobs around the Washington metropolitan area. We've also been blessed with productions that have received critical acclaim, specifically for the African American community. And as a businesswoman, couldn't do it without a good accountant and a good lawyer.
Well, thank you so much. Have I missed anybody out there? Is there any other question that any one of us want to ask?
Ms. Shalor, you need to write her a check. That's the best advertisement there is. Word of mouth. Word of mouth. I love it.
Look, this lineup is hot. We've got so much to give the public. And let me just say, if you're looking for people who believe and like what they do, this is the group, the New Africa Black, the New Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. These are the two groups you want to identify yourself with. You want to join our membership, you want to increase our membership, and you want to increase your business. This is a two-way street. I am yours truly, Shalor Ann Carey Williams. I am an attorney at law. I am in the our office is in the metropolitan area. And if you want someone who likes what they do, likes to be an attorney, or likes to be an educator, or likes to be a financial a consultant, or likes to be an entrepreneur, you want to talk to us. You can reach us again at the New Africa Business Association email address, newafricaba@gmail.com. Our website, newafricabusinessassoc.com. You can reach us on 301-234-9090. Now, any one of these individuals, they're going to tell you again how to reach them by email and by telephone. We'll start again with Eartha, your telephone number and your email.
Telephone number is 936-661-7491. My email address is Eartha_Stone@yahoo.com.
And through the next series of weeks, she will be presenting a series on the Verbride initiative that is purchasable through iBoomerang, through iBoomerang Project. Gina Baker, what is your contact information?
Contact number, number is 301-332-6015, and my email address is gmbaker@bakerfinancialand services is abbreviated. It's SPCS.com.
And let's now go to Bernice again, our expert educator. What is your contact information?
My phone number, 302-836-1719. My email address, lifetimeassociates@yahoo.com. One word, all lowercase.
Joyce Bynum, Bernice Bynum Swan will be introducing through a series creative and effective ways to educate our black young people and our adult selves. Dina Baker has financial information that concerns the SBA loans and bank loans, and we'll get back to that in a second. Joyce B. Williams, your contact information?
You may reach me at jwilliam@gmail.com. Telephone
All
number,
right.
Area 405-551-3357. That's 405-551-3357.
Great. All right. And, of course, you can reach Shalora and Carrie Williams at the law office of W. Alton Lewis. Our telephone number is 301-341-5577. Now, there are 3,000 counties in the United States of America. We deal with the District of Columbia and Maryland. However, if you're calling from another state, we will try to help you find someone that can help you in your state. And so our contact information, again, is 301-341-5577. My email address is sacw@verizon.net. Now, for a few minutes more, Gina Baker, I want you to talk about the revival of the small business loans that have gone out this week.
Well, a lot has not gone out to, I guess, what you would call businesses in between the 500,000 and below. So this next wave of money that they've allocated, we're hoping to get some of those businesses that category, because it's a lot of business that make under, 500,000. Which is considered our small business, which is, considered a pretty good living as being middle class. But a lot hasn't been presented yet to some of those clients. But they're still projecting that the money is going to run out, but some of these bigger businesses are giving some of the money back. So hopefully it'll funnel down to some of these small businesses and, they will still able to get at least some type of loan or grant in the next couple weeks. But what I'm encouraging to say is that if you can't go through your bank, and that's the best place to go, it's the bank that you actually have your business account in, to apply for the loan, but some of them are not taking any more applications. I know BB&T is one of them. I think PNC is another one. So you still could go through PayPal, Square, or a credit union to actually put in the application.
Okay.
And don't be discouraged not putting it in. It's everything is digital, and you basically got to provide some figures. They're just not going to take your word. You're not talking to anyone, so you got to fill it out correctly in order for them to actually respond to you. Once you get a response, you will get a confirmation number. So if you get a confirmation number, at least you're in.
All right.
And they say first come, first serve, but I think this time we'll see more smaller businesses get it because it probably is going to make them look good.
Well, I want everybody, even people who are listening and presenting, make sure that you try to call and find out about these new loans. They're not going to be there forever. I heard a voice. Who was coming in? Don't know this. Is there somebody else who's about to ask a question? Okay. Well, all right. Then I want to go back to Joyce Williams. On what do you find the difference between your beginning and in your state and now with the black entrepreneurs? Are we too scared to jump out there and become our own business people, or are we, you know, doing much better?
Well, compared to what we were doing in Tulsa, we across the country. I feel that we have to a lot of homework to do. I'll put it like that, because I am told that the dollar in Tulsa back in, look, I'm talking 1921, not 65 or 89. We're talking 1921, and that was when it ended. So it's no telling when it began. But that dollar went around in that community 17 times before it went out of the community. Today, as entrepreneurs, and not just Oklahoma, I'm talking about all 50, we're lucky to have it to go around once, maybe twice, but I don't even think it's that many times. But here in Oklahoma, I have seen, yes, we do have the entrepreneurial spirit. However, on both sides of the equation, the way you balance it out, is that old folks, you say you got to give and take. We need to know how to conduct business before we even enter into business. We have to stop all this, you know, head rolling and eyes all up in your head and these things. You do that when the customer walks away, or you do that when you walk outside the store. We need to learn how to conduct business.
Your series will help us with that all the way, all these Wednesdays ahead. I'm telling you, you got to catch up with us. Now, Carol, what is the most difficulty in finding the jobs for these young folks? Is Carol still with us? Okay.
First of all, we have to get them trained.
All right, good.
Carol.
All right.
Getting them trained and then getting them ready to go into these jobs. And then, of course, one of the other things is that the city has to do more to make jobs available, you know. We have people coming in from all over the place, and that's okay, but you need to take care of the young people and others that we have right here in the city. So training is important, but then you have to make the jobs available for them so that they don't spend or go into a revolving door training situation, you know.
Yes.
They finish one training, and then they go to another because there's really no jobs out there for them. And so, again, it's important for the entrepreneurs as well, because we're the ones who are hiring these young people and others who need jobs. So we're the creators of those jobs, as well as the city. But I think the city and the state and the government could do more to help in terms of the job placement once the people are trained.
Now, Bernice, now that makes me think about our adult selves. How can we help the young if we can't help our adult selves in education?
Exactly. And as I was listening to Carol, we're right on the same page.
That's right.
I will wait to see what the call-ins will do in terms of how they want to prioritize some of those topics I shared.
Yes.
But my own thinking is at the top of my list of my first presentation, parents as teachers, because the child is being taught as soon as it comes out of the mother's womb. It's amazing what those little minds are absorbing in what we are, how our emotions are to them, how our words sound to them, how the environment around them sounds, what kind of things are you presenting in terms of the people who are there, the languages they are using, the music they are hearing. It's amazing how that little brain is already internalizing, and it's just a brand new being on this planet. So we as parents are going to start from, and really it starts in the stomach, but we'll talk about that too. But nevertheless,
well, you know,
yes,
go ahead,
dear.
I was just going to say, if we don't educate ourselves and educate our young, we have a problem with becoming an entrepreneur. We have a problem with taking the risk for new adventures. And that's why this program, that's why these two groups are so vital to our community. This program right now is being recorded, which means that people can hear it over and over and over again. This is the new Africa Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. This program is the community's program. Go ahead.
And so, Ms. Williams, when we move up to a higher level, then there are things that I will be preparing. And, of course, I'm going to wait for the feedback from Word. Does the listening audience want to go with this? If we want to deal with the parents being informed, I want to do that from an Afrocentric standpoint, because if you take in status quo education, you're going to be a status quo parent. And so you have to know yourself and where you come from and who you are before you can instill the proper things in our children. Not saying that we will not be inclusive. That's why I talk about multiculturalism. But you have to know yourself first, and that's why I have that Black history background, and not African-American Black history. I'm talking about from Adam and Eve to now Black history. And then when you know yourself, you can properly teach your children.
Well, I'm excited to hear about that, as I will be presenting throughout the series legal issues involving wills and estates and family law and related issues. Now, we're just going to break for less than a minute, and then we'll get back and wrap up with how to contact us, how to contact the New African Business Association and the Black Wall Street USA. Just gave you a taste of how we're going to end this session with that lovely music. But each one of us has about 50 seconds to say again how to contact us. And we'll begin this time with Joyce Bynum. Joyce Bynum Williams.
Yes, ma'am. You may contact me at J Williams. That's J W I L L J. WILLIAMS@gmail.com. Telephone number, area code 405-551-3357. And if I may add, I would like for us as a people, as a community, to remember to vote and to do our census. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bernice, your contact information one more time.
Call me at 302-836-1719. Also, my email, lifetimeassociates, lowercase letters, and the one word, lifetimeassociates@yahoo.com.
Gina Baker, you're next.
Gina Baker, Baker Financial Services, number 301-332-6015. Email is gmbaker@bakerfinancialservicessvcs.com.
And Director Eartha Stone.
Yes, that's Eartha Stone, Eartha underscore Stone, Stone, at yahoo.com. Phone number is 936-661-7491. For any and all that are interested in joining the Black Wall Street USA, go to Black Wall Street, all one word, lowercase, .org/join.
Okay. And let me give you the information for next week of how to call in and listen to these wonderful presentations. You call in at 657-331-3372. You contact the New Africa Business Association by dialing 301-234-9090 or email newafricaba@gmail.com. That's newafricaba@gmail.com. Or go to the website, New Africa Business Association. That's newafricabusinessoc.com. Does anybody have a question out there? This is the last call for questions because we're wrapping up the series for tonight. This is the introduction series. We will be listening to Carol next week as well, but are there any questions? Ladies, did I forget anything? This has been a wonderful session tonight. I appreciate your participation. But did we forget anything? If anybody can remember what we could have forgotten.
Well, I don't know, but I'd just like to welcome Carol on board.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Carol.
I'm going to tell you, we got some dynamite women
awesome
up in here.
All right, Carol, let me tell you.
We have some dynamite women on this program, and I think that is going to be great. So we're going to go ahead. Got a few minutes left.
I'm looking forward to listening again to the tapes. I'm glad to know that the show, I'll be able to dial in and get it after tonight's program.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was just that informative.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Wonderful. That's what we – and look, here's the other part. Tell your friends to call in next week. We're just beginning with this series. We're just starting.
Yes.
And we want everybody to hear what we've got to say and to hear what you've got to say out there in the public, your listeners. We appreciate you, and we're about to wrap this whole session up. I'm going to sound off with some beautiful music. And ladies, you can disconnect when you're ready.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better mind for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust.